There's plenty of evidence that one of the key reasons for small business failure is poor control over cash flow, which itself stems from lack of understanding of business management and processes. It turns out that there is a solution. Old Mutual SME Go is a digital platform and app designed to help small and medium enterprises in South Africa to run and grow their businesses. It provides a suite of tools and features, including business funding, invoice creation and compliance, as well as financial management and plenty more. To find out more, we're joined by Njabulo Skosana, SME solution owner at Old Mutual. Welcome, Njabulo. Thanks for joining us and thank you for your time. I think a good place to start would be to tell us, what is SME Go and who exactly is it aimed at?
Great. Thanks for having me, Kieran. SME Go, it's essentially an in-house business solution tool that we have within the Old Mutual Corporate SME division. And to the point that you mentioned, one of the key things that any or most businesses, you know, come to us and tell us that they'd like is to be funding ready and just generally manage their business a lot more efficiently with day-to-day operations and more. What we've really done is, you know, look at the different types of tools and services that they may use in different areas and try to defragment that. So instead of using, you know, one platform for your billing and payments, another platform to manage your HR and payroll, maybe a third one, you know, to get access to markets, be it a marketplace or some sort of other functionality to get new customers. We've tried to pull on all those different value propositions and essentially centralize them in one place where we're also able to understand more about the business, advise the person, the entrepreneur running the business, how it is that they, you know, may be able to improve those day-to-day operations. Essentially streamline those operational processes, you know, that an entrepreneur may need to go through as they're on their journey.
I'm quite interested to find out from the people who've already signed up how it has changed the nature of their business and their ability to manage their business. Give us a little bit of insight into that.
Yeah. I think there are different elements to it depending on the readiness or the stage of development that the business is at. We often find that people who are just starting out, they really want, you know, those basic tools like how do I quote someone, invoice them, and then, you know, have that ability to take payment and process payment and maybe have like a light view of my cash flows. So we've got a free and basic plan that kind of introduces them to those billing and payment tools. But then augmented onto that is ways that you can add in an accounting function to have a look at your cash flow, link your bank account, and have that visual, you know, that instant visual of your current business standing. As they advance, you know, they may hire people, they may be seeking to try to get corporate contracts or even find other businesses to do business with. We essentially have different tools that they can add on there. So we've got an HR, payroll, and legal tool, which is an aggregated tool that lets you add employees and process their payroll, get them payslips, et cetera, in a SAR compliant way, as well as having an integration with UIF. So that kind of compliance is sorted out as it should be. As personally someone who ran a business before, my biggest pet peeve wasn't just that stuff, but the legal compliance that also comes along with it. So making sure you've got contracts for all of those people, you know, that you're hiring, as well as other suppliers that you may have in the ecosystem. We've then got a legal offering bolted onto it that essentially gives you a low-cost way of being able to access those common legal contracts and, you know, bring it into one place. So to maybe take a step back, companies often start with a very, very basic view with billing and payments, and they'll evolve into adding that more back-end or back-office management functionality through the platform. The last thing maybe to kind of like mention there is we also have a marketplace that we're launching soon, which is specifically for B2B trading. So currently right now in the SME Go ecosystem, we've got over 15,000 SMEs, and we're really wanting to set that up as a way that they can find each other and trade with each other in the platform as well. So that makes up a broader business bundle, which I'm also happy to elaborate on if needed.
Yeah, let's come back to that. I just want to find out, is there a human support behind this as well? We're talking about a digital app, but if you need to speak to somebody, can you get some help?
You can. You definitely can. So you raise a very interesting thing. Often, you know, in the African context, when we talk about solutions that have been rolled out, I think there's sometimes an idealism that you can have a completely digital solution. But the truth is, we live in a largely tech-enabled economy that needs some sort of human interaction and some high-touch interaction happening. So we do have those channels there, especially because, you know, we're dealing with products that have very different functionality. Someone might come in for one thing, then realize they need another. Knowing that there's literally an email address or people who you can phone and speak to guide you through the product and give training on the specific components is something that is there and readily available. And we found that it's very critical for keeping people on the platform. And obviously that's by virtue of it actually just adding value to them and helping explain how the service itself and the tool actually works.
Good. Now, you mentioned earlier that there is a free version of the app, but I think there are also paid versions. So just take us through the different bundles available.
Great. We've got a basic plan. That's the free one. That's got limited number of invoices and billing and payment documents that you can basically run on there. Once those are maxed out and, you know, the person sees that there's potential value there for them, they have the option to upgrade to what we call a premium plan, which has a bit more leeway with how many statements, et cetera, it is that you can actually send. So your invoices, your quotations, et cetera. And it's geared towards that particular level. Then we've got what we call the Premium Plus, which pretty much gives full access to all of those tools. So those are the three base plans that you can have in terms of the core of SME Go. Over and above that, there are other services that are paid and some actually free as well, that you can add on as you need. So I'll start with the free ones. We obviously sit within the old mutual ecosystem, which is traditionally known for insurance and employee benefits and some of these other services that you might have there. So if someone wants to get a quotation and apply for insurance, they don't need to be on a paid plan to do that. That's something they can freely do. And the same if you're applying for funding, you have that option to provide all of your information and we can take you through a funding journey and you don't have to be on a paid plan to do that either. You've got those three basic plans which are on the billing and payment suite. And then you've got your HR and payroll and legal add-on, as well as your marketplace add-on. And we've also got a tap to pay feature, which essentially is something that's there for some business owners to be able to turn an Android phone into a point of sale. I'd say those are the three different things that you've got. But the paid ones are the basic plan, premium plan, and premium plus, as well as the HR and payroll add-on and the HR payroll and legal add-on, and the marketplace add-on, which is launching in the next month or so.
Right. And is there a business bundle or have you already covered that?
Yeah. So the business bundle is essentially the premium plus plan, along with HR payroll and legal and marketplace. So if those were bought, you know, as a standalone by a company, you'd be looking at about 1,300 Rand a month. But by bundling the three of them together, we're able to give that for 999 Rand a month. We're also rolling out an annual subscription, which actually allows you to get that for 10,000 Rand if you do it annually. So essentially, you'd get 2 months free. We found that businesses that are on a faster growth trajectory, starting to hire, maybe moving away from being seen as truly small to more medium, are very much in favor of that business bundle due to it covering a lot of the key day-to-day operations that it may be that they need to, essentially enable.
Right. And you spoke about HR. I think people would be familiar with that and why you would need that. But I'm quite interested to hear about compliance, the legal side of things. What kind of benefits does that have to a business?
Yeah. So, many business owners, I'm sure, will relate that sometimes legal work can be seen as a grudge purchase. It can be quite expensive, even if you're just getting, a simple employment contract drafted. You might pay 1,000, 2,000 Rand, et cetera, for that. What we've done is we've partnered with a range of different providers to basically have common legal templates. In fact, we've got over 80 in the platform. So it could be anything from a letter of demand to an NDA, right through to a different types of employment contracts, whether it's permanent or independent contractor or fixed term, temporary, etc. We've got those in there. And through the platform, you can actually get all of those with the two counterparties or more particulars drafted. And the good thing is these are actually templates that have been drafted by verified attorneys. So the way it works is rather than it being a pay-per-service model, we have those preloaded and you pay a fixed fee monthly and you can use it as much as possible to get all the various types of contracts that you have. So it's really just about increasing that access to quality verified documentation that improves your compliance. But I think the point that I really want to emphasize with this is because we have this funding arm of the SME team, essentially, one of the key things that we've actually seen is sometimes, you know, everything can look great for a business on paper, but when that extra bit of diligence is done just to ensure, you know, that the company is truly de-risked and ready for funding, things can fall through on the legal side. So it could be, you know, you've got maybe a big chunk of your revenue that comes from one particular supplier, but as that diligence process happens and we see that the contract has maybe expired or it's not covering all the things that you're actually doing for that person, that becomes seen as a risk from a funder perspective and can lead to you not getting funding when you actually need to. Our approach is to not be, or our kind of what we're trying to implement and help the businesses with here is to be less reactive and more proactive by giving tools that make it easy to manage that type of risk. So that's really what it's there for. So getting your internal contracting with your employers and everything ready and in place, as well as managing maybe those supplier contracts or third-party contracts that are also integral to, you know, how you actually run your business and making that easier without the headache of knowing that you're going to have to give up quite a bit of cash flow and paying for these documents as and when you need.
And you did mention one of the purposes of this is to make the SME funding ready. Can you also apply for funding on the platform from Old Mutual?
You can, and we've got a range of different products, some new innovative ones that we'll announce, I think, in the coming weeks. But it's all sorts of funding from, a generic business loan that you may be going for, right through to types of alternative funding. So purchase order financing, unique pay-as-you-use type overdrafts that actually reduce the total interest and you only pay interest on the portion of it that you use. We've got a range of those that are there. The typical criteria is businesses earning over R1 million is the minimum and trading for 6 months or more. So that's the base criteria. But obviously, as we analyze the business and dig into it, there may be other considerations to take into place or take into account regarding cash flows, profitability, and the likes. But those two high-level criteria are R1 million and above, as well as trading for at least 6 months, you can consider the baseline. What we also try to do, which I touched on earlier, is if we can't necessarily help you, we do have a range of other third-party funders that we also work with and can refer you to or facilitate you speaking to assist. So it's quite broad. I should probably add that the way that we look at this is our technology platform is also evolving into a way where we want to be able to help SMEs be able to manage those funds better. So I'm kind of maybe giving you a sneak peek to some other product development things that are coming soon, but we'll have a range of tools in there to actually help you optimize funding. And what no one really wants, especially in an economy like ours, where I think we want to see, you know, growth, we want to see businesses kicking on to the next step, is capital efficiency. So if there are ways where once you've got the loan, we can give you tools and services that give you insights as to how to be more capital efficient with the funding, we think that's a win-win for the total ecosystem and the South African economy as a whole.
I'd be curious to find out if you've got any information at this point about the survivability of businesses that have taken on and adopted the app. Do you have any information on that?
So that's a great question. So the full business bundle has only been in play since late last year. I think in November last year, we launched it. To give hard stats on survivability over such a short period of time, I think you'll appreciate maybe, would be not quite appropriate at this time. But what I can say is from the engagement that we've had and the value that we're seeing these businesses actually getting from it, we've had quite considerable traction and good feedback around how easy it is to use and how it streamlines the process. The key thing to note for us as a SME team, those of us leading the development of the platform and engaging with SMEs, it's very user-centric. Every month, we're actually adding things based on what the SMEs are telling us they would like to see. So I think this year is more of a year of us fine-tuning the actual platform. We know that the baseline works, but it's really about taking it to the next level so that come next year and the coming years when, survivability, I think will be the proof will be in the pudding in terms of survivability, as you're saying. We know we've answered the questions by providing what's most likely to result, in that being the case. So I would say to maybe close that off, we're on a journey to enhancing survivability. Maybe even say to getting businesses away from thinking about surviving to really thriving. I think that's the journey that we're on. And we've got that like baseline there essentially. So, always happy for people to actually sign up. We have with the business bundle, you actually, can get essentially 3 months free on the add-ons. And if you're completely new, you'll also get a month free trial on the premium plus, before any payment is due. So, if anyone's there wants to visit smego.co.za and sign up for a trial, they're welcome to, and we'll engage with them and I'll, of course, incorporate that feedback to continually improve the product as we go.
All right, we're going to leave it there. Thanks very much for joining us, Njabula Skosana, SME solution owner at Old Mutual.
It's a pleasure, Kieran. Thanks